Unit 13. The Great Barrier Reef. Once thought to be plants, corals are actually composed of colonies of tiny cylindrical animals called polyps. Once thought to be plants, corals are actually composed of colonies of tiny cylindrical animals called polyps. When polyps feed, they ingest minerals like calcium, and this calcium is secreted by the polyps to form a hard skeleton around their soft bodies. When polyps feed, they ingest minerals like calcium, and this calcium is secreted by the polyps to form a hard skeleton around their soft bodies. Over time, as the colony expands, the skeleton grows and eventually takes on the characteristic reef structure. Over time, as the colony expands, the skeleton grows and eventually takes on the characteristic reef structure. Symbiotic relationships are mutually beneficial. The polyps provide the algae with a protective environment, while the algae, through photosynthesis, supply the polyps with food energy and are also responsible for some of the bright coloring seen in corals. Symbiotic relationships are mutually beneficial. The polyps provide the algae with a protective environment, while the algae, through photosynthesis, supply the polyps with food energy and are also responsible for some of the bright coloring seen in corals. Because algae require abundant sunlight to perform photosynthesis, coral reefs are found in shallow, transparent waters with warm temperatures, such as those off of Australia's Queensland coast. Because algae require abundant sunlight to perform photosynthesis, coral reefs are found in shallow, transparent waters with warm temperatures, such as those off of Australia's Queensland coast. The Great Barrier Reef is itself alive, but it also harbors extraordinary biodiversity. The Great Barrier Reef is itself alive, but it also harbors extraordinary biodiversity. This attracts bacteria, plants, and microorganisms, which in turn encourage the presence of larger species, and so on, up to the highest tier of predators, like sharks and rays. This attracts bacteria, plants, and microorganisms, which in turn encourage the presence of larger species, and so on, up to the highest tier of predators, like sharks and rays. Unfortunately, the world's largest coral reef system is very much in need of the protection awarded such sites. Unfortunately, the world's largest coral reef system is very much in need of the protection awarded such sites. The park divides the reef into different zones, each of which carries strict guidelines on what activities are and are not permitted, and there are some areas where human activity is not allowed at all. The park divides the reef into different zones, each of which carries strict guidelines on what activities are and are not permitted, and there are some areas where human activity is not allowed at all. Therefore, the Great Barrier Reef serves as a kind of early warning system for the effects of global warming, demonstrating how serious the problem will become if no action is taken to curb it. Therefore, the Great Barrier Reef serves as a kind of early warning system for the effects of global warming, demonstrating how serious the problem will become if no action is taken to curb it.